Well, reductions in the price of milk and butter in the supermarkets have generated heated discussion on the airwaves over the past 10 days. But dairy farmers, including myself, know that this issue has been brewing since the start of the year, as the price we're getting for milk from our local co-ops has been falling steadily. And what's causing an additional headache is that the price of inputs such as fertiliser and feed are not falling at the same speed. Hannah Quinn Mulligan, herself a new entrant to dairy, went to talk to a neighbour, Pat McNamara, about his concerns. And on the way, she called Trevor Donlan of Chagask for the bigger picture.
The drive from your location to Croome is 1.5 kilometres.
The drop in milk price has hit farmers hard, and I'm on my way to speak to one man about what it means for him. But first off, I'm checking in with Trevor Donlan, the head of economics at Chagask, to get an overview of the situation.
Hello.
Hey, Trevor, how are you? It's Hannah here.
Hi, Hannah, how are you?
Not too bad. Trevor, I'm on my way to meet a dairy farmer to talk about falling milk prices. You're the expert in Chagask on dairy farm economics and farm economics. What was the average dairy farm income last year?
Well, we don't have final figures just on that yet, Hannah, but it's looking like the average figure for 2022 for dairy farm income will be in the territory of 150 or maybe even 155,000 euro. And that's on the back of an enormous increase in milk prices in 2022, probably about 40 or 45% higher than the price that would have been achieved in 2021. So it was an extraordinary price level, really one that we've never seen in Ireland before.
And in a European context, did other farmers experience that price hike?
Not to the same extent as in Ireland. I think the price increase that we saw in Ireland was particularly high, and that is down to the fact that there was a big shortage in milk at the global level last year, and Ireland is a substantial dairy product exporter. So compared how Irish milk prices evolved in 2022, say, in comparison with dairy farmers in France, you will have seen that the Irish milk price would have increased by a lot more, and French farmers were very disappointed by that because they were looking at all that's happening in Ireland and struggling to understand why French prices hadn't increased as much.
There was an estimation, a Chagask estimation, that the milk price was going to come down by 15% this year, but have we already gone past the 15%?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even if prices stayed at the level they are at the moment now, we're probably looking at a reduction in price that's closer to about 25%.
I guess it might be fair to say that if there's only going to be a slight easing in production costs, then farmers might still be looking at production costs of over 30 cents a litre. So they'll be looking very carefully if the milk price drops any further from what it is now at around 45 cents a litre.
We've seen that sharp reduction in milk price, and that is going to bring margins down. It wouldn't surprise me if dairy farm income in 2023 was down 50%. You know, you're talking about I would say dairy farm income averaging maybe 70,000-80,000, possibly less if we see a sharper reduction in milk price as we get into the peak production season.
With those sobering words from Trevor, we've now arrived at the farm of Pat McNamara.
Hi, Pat, how are you?
I'm here now. Very strong. Yeah.
Pat, you're here milking about 60 cows.
That's right, yes.
And you've been doing it a little while, so I guess you've seen the ups and downs of milk prices.
Right,
but
yeah.
What do you think of the current state of affairs?
It's definitely dropping off a lot, like, and it's down to nearly about 40 cent now, and like, it's looking like it's going to go lower, so I don't know. The cost of inputs and all fertiliser sure is nearly 1,000 euro a tonne in January, and the feeding like is going to skyrocket as well. Even, and then you have the ESP electricity is gone up, and cutting silage across. They're going with the price of diesel and everything. Sure, it's gone very expensive.
Even the price of silage wrap has gone up.
Yeah, the silage wrap and everything and baling and yeah.
What's the worst milk price that you've seen while you've been farming?
It was 19 or 20 cents, I suppose. It was 10 or 11, 12 years ago.
Do you think
Do you think back then there was maybe a different mentality as well, that there was more positivity in the industry, that you thought, well, we'll get through this and there'll be better times?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. People don't know what's around the corner, what's going to happen, like, and then with all the new regulations and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if the price of milk goes down, there's a lot of people have a lot of money borrowed and to pay that back, and they're fairly worried about it, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of young people that are not taking it up. Then the ones that are building massive sheds and milking parlours and everything, like, that has to be paid for as well.
Yeah.
So, milk prices are down, dairy incomes may have, and farmers like Pat McNamara there are worried about high input costs and what this means for them. But most of the milk produced on Irish farms, 95% or thereabouts, goes to make dairy products that are exported around the world. So while there's been an emphasis on Irish supermarket prices, we really need to know what's going on in Boston, Beijing and Bavaria more so than Ballymun or Ballyhaunas. The man whose job it is to keep an eye on those markets is Borbia's head of dairy, David Kennedy, who joins us now in studio. David, what is the global milk supply at the moment? The milk, I suppose, supply and demand, the balance.
Yeah, morning, Darren, and thanks for having us in. Firstly, just to empathise with Pat McNamara and the other 17,000 Irish dairy farmers, it is a challenging year and coming off a really strong year. It's worth taking a look back, first of all, to see why were prices so high last year. So as Trevor Donlan mentioned, you know, there was a global supply shortage to start of last year. High input costs and decent demand. So what you had was a kind of a land grab on dairy products globally. Buyers saw the prices rising, said, I'd rather have some slightly expensive product than to have empty shelves. So a bit of a kind of self-perpetuating thing that drove the markets up. And then as we came into the second half of the year, we were destined to have lower global supply of dairy than we expected. And all of a sudden, everyone ramped up production because prices were so high. So the best solution to high prices is high prices. So all of a sudden, North America, Europe, Oceania starts pumping out more dairy. And at the tail end of last year, we actually caught up and had a flat global supply. So a flat global supply, very expensive product and high stocks coming into 2021. And as we've started the year, it's been a bit of a challenge for people to produce again. And we're seeing sort of Europe is a mixed bag. Ourselves and the French are back in terms of supply, but actually Netherlands, Germany, Poland, all up. And as global demand has been impacted, because what's happened is those expensive prices from last year, that product
turned people off buying dairy.
Yeah, it's still on shop shelves at those prices. So consumption has gone down. We've seen really sobering figures on consumption across Europe. You know, in the UK, we saw last year 4% volume back on cheese over the last year. Yellow fat's back 7% over the last year in volumes. Germany, like one of the largest consumers of butter globally, the Germans, for example, eat on average 6 kilos of butter per annum. That's almost double what us Irish do. They reduced their consumption of butter by 50,000 tons last year. So what you have is high prices impacting consumption on shelves and a lot of stock around the place, and that stock is expensive.
And presumably if the Germans are feeling the pinch of high prices, the lads in Nigeria and China and everywhere else that we're trying to export dairy products are feeling it even more so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the trick with dairy, to get dairy right, you got to take your dairy, process it into its components and find the right place for those components. So we don't send all our milk to one place. We might send our butter and our cheese to United States, mainland Europe, UK. But when you produce butter or cheese, you're going to produce skim milk powder, you're going to produce whey, and it's got to go somewhere. And what you find is some of those powder-based products that are going to markets like West Africa, Southeast Asia, the affordability of those products has been a massive challenge, more so than we would feel here. So you've got a global consumption affordability challenge, whether you're buying butter in Berlin or buying enriched milk powders in Lagos, Nigeria.
So what's the prospects now for the next 6 months? Because these are the crucial months. Cows are just about to start peaking output. They're out munching grass. Yeah. These are the crucial months.
Yeah, look, it's tough to call, but I'll try to. We've been watching the global markets and watching the GDT auctions and the European auctions, and it's been a mixed bag. We're getting green shoots and then disappointment and green shoots and disappointment. But what we're starting to see is a little bit of a slowdown in production, a little bit of a pickup in demand in places like China. And China is very important. China imports between 15 million and 18 million tonnes average of milk products per annum. And China kind of went missing last year. So last year we had low demand in China against the backdrop of high global prices. We kind of need China to come back in, but we're starting to see some positivity around China. So China imports were up 3% in March, 2% in February. So hopefully some momentum there that'll get people back buying, back in the market, getting product moving.
And so then translate that then into what farmers are going to see at farm level and maybe what the Irish consumer will see at shop level. So let's talk about the farmers first. Will it mean that their price is going to even out now? It's at a kind of a base of about 40 cent a litre. Will it hang in there?
It's tough to make a definitive call on that. I mean, like I said, we've had green shoots and we've had disappointments. Certainly when we were talking to the global analysts, they see some upside, but perhaps not for a couple of months. I think at best we can hope for just a bit of stability, see that we're at the floor and start that slow, gradual ramp up, which I know, I'm conscious, we're in peak milk now, we need the prices now.
I think a slow ramp up in a couple of months' time, that the show is over.
The
now,
challenge is it's gone, I know. And one thing we've learned, I suppose, Dara, on the dairy side is there's a lag. Last year, when we saw those high prices, they didn't reflect on supermarket shelves till later on. So, for example, we saw global commodity prices start to drop from last September, gradually drop to where they are now.
But it's only in the last week that the supermarkets kicked in.
For sure, last Friday. But we saw then, even though the global markets were dropping from September, we saw the co-ops maintaining their prices later on into the season because the contracts they had with their key customers allowed them to sell through the prices that were agreed. So a lot of business is done based on 3 month, 6 month, 9 month contracts. So what happens is what's happening at the front line with consumers takes a while to get back to the milk price,
sure,
whether it's going up or whether it's going down. So there is a lag in the system.
And then for the Irish consumer, what are they likely to see happening on the shelves? Are they likely to see further price drops? I mean, the price for butter and liquid milk on the shelves has come back maybe 15%, something like that. Yeah. But milk prices for dairy farmers have fallen by nearly 40%, if I'm not mistaken, compared to last year.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it is not appropriate for me to be forecasting Irish retail prices.
Sure.
That's in
you don't know the mind of Tesco and Musgraves.
No, and that's in their control, and that's their role. Certainly, we don't expect to see the low prices of March 2020, which were significantly lower than we have even now. And I think a lot of the discussion over the last week or so has been around consumers understanding the value of food. You know, and we in Borbia certainly believe that it's all about value creation. You know, there's guys and girls out milking this morning or washing down their parlours who haven't got Saturday mornings off, and we believe they should be rewarded for their efforts. So for us, it's about finding the best markets for that product, whether it's Ireland or overseas. It's about best return for our processors and for our farmers.
Very good. Yeah, well, it's a hard job milking cows, and nobody will be doing it if there isn't a decent income out of it. David Kennedy, Head of Dairy at Borbia, thanks so much for coming in this morning to talk to us.